Do us a favor. Down in the description, there's a link where you can leave us a message where you can be like, hey, guys, this is my favorite movie, and you haven't watched it yet, but, like, here's why I love it. Like, my favorite movie ever is We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. And you're like, I like when they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time. And then, like, we'll watch it, and we'll be like, oh, I do like that part where they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. That guy, who sounds nothing like my old boss, had a great suggestion. So, like, leave a suggestion. We want to watch your favorite movie. Tell us why it's your favorite movie. Or else. Howdy, I'm Buddy Holly, and this is Jane Mansfield.
Hi.
And you are listening to 555 Filk.
What did we watch this week?
We watched Pulp Fiction.
This is my first time ever seeing this movie. I've never seen this movie. So this movie was all over the place. As far as the timeline goes, which was fun.
So this was the first movie I remember seeing that was like that.
Okay.
Like there's movies with flashbacks or whatever. Mm-hmm. This movie, like, it's not even a flashback. They're just like, no, this part has to come first.
Mm-hmm. They set it up. And then they jump away from it, which is fun. And then we'll come back to that later.
I completely
forgot about the opening scene. You motherfucking pricks, move or I'll execute every last one of you. that whole thing. Completely forgot about it. And we jump back and I was like, oh, yeah.
Those guys were in this movie.
Yeah. And like, that's a line you quote all the time. And so when it first popped up, I was like, wow, I wasn't ready for that to be like, right there at the beginning of the movie, and then it comes around and is back to the about middle to the end of the movie, which is where I thought it would be. And that was fun.
Which of the stories was your favorite story?
The one with John Travolta and Uma Thurma.
Thurman,
sorry.
I called her Uma Thurma forever. And Uma Thurma. I can't say it now. However, I used to think it was like Uma Thuma. You liked
him
babysitting?
That. Yeah, and I definitely thought that was going to be a bigger part of the movie. Like, it's a considerable chunk of the movie. I'm clumsy. But I thought it would be more. Like, it just kind of ends in like, oh, okay.
So, were you expecting him to get Marcellus upset with him?
Not on purpose, but I definitely thought, like, Marcellus is going to kill him after this.
By the end of that first date, he's falling for her. Mm-hmm. At least she's infatuated.
And she's falling for him, or at least having something new pay attention to her.
I'll give you that, but also when they get back to the house, he's like, hey, I got to pee real quick. And she goes, that is more information than I needed. So, like, it's definitely...
Well, he didn't say I have to pee. He said, I got to take a piss.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's vulgar.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that a swear?
It's not a swear, but, like, it's... a gross way to say it.
Okay. Mia Wallace and Vincent. What do you think of Vincent? This is the movie that gave John Travolta his career back because of how great he was in it.
Oh.
That's what I always think.
He feels very John Travolta.
He was not hired in this movie because there's a dance scene or anything. Like, they didn't write it because John Travolta was already there. But they're like, oh man, we get to see John Travolta dance. And apparently this is a famous thing because Saturday Night Fever and... what's the other one? Staying Alive. He dances in those.
And Grease.
He dances a little bit. And in this, I would not have guessed he knew how to dance or had ever danced in his life. He is so stiff.
Very stiff. What is with her? She's just going to take his drugs and...
Oh, so there's a word we don't really use anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Junkie. See drugs, need drugs.
She almost killed herself.
Yes.
Because she... inhaled the wrong kind of drug. She thought it was
snorted heroin.
She snorted heroin thinking it was coke. What? Like, you can't just take somebody's drugs.
Actually.
You know?
But Marcellus Wallace is her husband, so I'm sure, like, she kind of can do what she wants. But also, you got drugs in your pocket, maybe don't give her the coke. Or maybe empty that one pocket.
Yeah, but why is she going through his pockets?
She was putting his lighter back. She played with the lighter and put the lighter back.
I get addict, so maybe you can't, but like, you can't see it and just hang out a minute while he comes back and be like, hey, I found this, let's get high.
Hey, I found some party in your coat.
Right.
No, she's impulsive.
She's gonna do it by herself. She killed herself. Like, she would have been dead if
Eric Stoltz. You know, Lance, he was almost Marty McFly. Everyone who's listening to this, as soon as I said Eric Stoltz, was like, you know, he was almost Marty McFly. But they filmed like most of the movie with him and they were like, he's a big downer, and then changed it out for Michael J. Fox.
Oh, good for Michael J. Fox then.
It's a good call.
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me of a person that we know personally, and I love that, where he's just like, he's got his room full of stuff. He's like, I need my little black medical book.
I don't know. That's fair.
Not so much the drugs part. When we meet Jules and Vincent at the beginning of that story.
It's right before they shoot all those guys, right?
And yes. Then get shot at. They're okay. Getting into character. They're talking about Le Big Mac and
yep.
Quarter Pounder with Cheese, Royale with Cheese, all that stuff.
Yep.
They're walking up. He's like, all right, let's get into character. What do you think of the foot massage argument?
Foot massage is definitely something intimate. Like,
so you would understand someone throwing someone out a fourth-story window over it?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Atta girl. I get that. And when he says, like, would you give a man a foot massage? He's immediately mad. And he's like, my feet are kind of hurting right now. You better stop. Like, that's a great moment of him proving his point, but also, like, not knowing to when to stop poking the bear.
Because, like, it's not sexual, but it's definitely familiar and intimate.
That's
like,
fair.
Your friend could rub your feet, but, like, neither of you better be in a relationship. You know? Because it definitely feels like either a precursor or...
Yeah, but he says he gave his mom a foot massage.
Yeah, but that's weird. That's weird. That's weird.
All right. When they get in, and they have the whole thing. Now, I know you have seen memes about all this and, like, what does Marcellus Wallace look like and all that. What do you think of his discourse with Brett, and what do you remember of why they were there?
Didn't Brett steal his drugs or his money or something?
He stole a briefcase.
He stole a briefcase.
With something in it. We see the golden glow. Mm-hmm. We see it three different times. You're like, what is this? Oh, it's beautiful is what it is. What do you think's in there?
I don't know. My brain says, it must be gold because it's giving off a gold light, or it's drugs because that's what they're into. I don't know what it would be, and I like that we don't get to know.
Can I tell you some fan theories?
Yes.
So a lot of people think it's gold. They think it's gold stolen directly from this, or maybe it's jewels from this, or maybe it's this. And then some people, when we see Marcellus Wallace from the first two times we see him, we just see him from behind. He's got a bandaid on the back of his head. Some people think it's his soul was taken out.
Interesting.
And that's where it came out, is it's why he wears the band-aid. And Bing Rhames says it's because he has a mole on the back of his head. But the fan theory that, and Tarantino has dismissed that, he's like, it's whatever you want it to be, whatever. Like, they think it's his soul, and that's why he wants it back so badly. He doesn't care who dies. He needs it back. That's why when they see it, they're all kind of like in awe of it.
Interesting.
Yep. So whatever's in there, it causes... Honey Bunny? Pumpkin? Honey Bunny. Honey Bunny to stop and look. It causes Jewel to stop and look. Like, people are like, is that what I think it is? Yes, it is. And that's it. Close it.
Interesting.
Yep. I like that fan theory. I don't buy it, but I do like that. That's a fun one.
I like that we don't get to know, because I feel like whatever they would show us wouldn't be enough of the hype.
It's that thing that I had with Walter Mitty, except for the picture did live up to it, but usually it doesn't. Yeah, Mr. Holland's Opus, this guy's trying to write a song his whole life, and then the kids do, and it's not good.
Mm-hmm. It's when they've got the scary monster, and only seeing parts of it makes it scary, and then you see the whole thing, and you're like, oh, okay, this is... Yep. All right, we're going to take a break.
And we're back. I don't know if there was actually an ad there yet. We're still waiting on sponsors, but let's find out what you thought of Butch, his story, and then Butch and Fabian, their stories.
Butch is the boxer, right?
Yep.
Okay.
He's got his father's watch.
Ugh, that stupid watch. I did not care for the watch or the watch's story. That was bad.
It was a nice break. His
story is an iceberg. I don't care for the watch.
Yeah. What killed me is it's such a plain watch. Like, it's just sentimental value. And, like, I guess that's a thing.
I feel like if it was that important, he would have had it with him.
Yep. And he's like, I told you. And he does say that, like, he should have expressed how important it was. But, like...
Man, he loses his temper. That is bad. That is not somebody she should be around.
Yeah. She seems
naive.
Naive is a word. She seems like one of the few good people in this movie. I don't know how many there are, but, like, she seems like she's one of them, at least a little bit we see. Like, her whole worldly concern is, like, she wants was it, pancakes or waffles?
She wants blueberry, a big pot belly. Blueberry waffles or blueberry pancakes.
Yep.
Yep, and that pot belly.
And, but, like, that's what she wants. And he's like, we got money. We can run away. We can do this. We can do this. And she's just like, I just want to get fat. She doesn't want to get fat. She just wants the belly, mm-hmm. which I find fun. But, like, he does. He really yells at her. And
He flips furniture and throws that TV and throws things around the room and, like, everything close except to hitting her, which is just the next step. And, like, and then he gets a hold on his temper and, like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Like, I probably didn't explain it. You're not stupid, blah, blah, blah. When all of that should have been happening inside his head. To where you get to that, okay, you get a handle on your...
Well, and, like, so he goes back temper. For the watch, mm-hmm. and that's, spoilers, that's how he kills Vincent. And that's the only thing that comes from that is he gets his watch, and now Vincent is dead. Mm-hmm. But also, if he didn't go back for that watch, Marcellus Wallace would have been probably taken care of one way or another. He either would have kept right on going, because he only got caught by Zed because he saw, what do I just say his name was? Butch. Marcella. Butch and Marcellus only see each other. Yep. He runs him down.
Yep.
Great moment, I think. But, like, if he didn't go back for that watch, Vincent would be waiting there for him all day. Marcellus would have taken his donuts and coffee to whoever he's taking coffee and donuts to. Mm-hmm. He would have been mad. They'd have been hunting him down. But, like, they'd have been all right, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, Marcellus Wallace got what Marcellus Wallace got. Butch killed two more people minimum, possibly three. I don't know if the Gimp is dead.
Yeah, it seemed like he just knocked him unconscious.
And then, like, he's going to get in trouble. He's got Zed's, it's not a motorcycle, it's a chopper. I hate that.
Such a bad line.
Yeah.
And not necessarily a bad line, but a bad character. Like,
I 100% like, know people who would right. make that correction, and those people can bite my ass.
Right. Like, that's what I mean.
Like, it's still a motorcycle. It just has different handlebars as far as I can tell. I don't like most of the actors in this movie.
Oh, okay.
I like them in this movie.
Okay.
So, like, Bruce Willis is never someone who I'm like, oh, Bruce Willis is in a movie. I must watch it.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised that he was in here and it be a movie that you liked.
Yeah. John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
Honey Bunny. Quite a few people in this movie where I'm like, man, I don't need them in my movies, but, like, I like them in this movie.
Yeah.
It's good.
Maybe they just need a better director.
Uma, I only like Uma in Tarantino's movies as far as I've seen. I did not like her in Truth About Cats and Dogs. I didn't like her in Super Ex-Girlfriend. Like,
huh? And I don't think I've ever seen her in anything. I've heard her name around, but I didn't know who that was.
You've seen her in a Batman movie.
Oh, who was she in that?
She's Poison Ivy.
Ah.
Jimmy in this movie?
And he fixes everything, right?
No, that's Mr. Wolf.
Okay.
It's Jimmy's house is where they are.
Oh, okay, Jimmy.
That's Quentin Tarantino.
That's right.
I did not care for him with that hard R that you pointed out.
Yeah, that was bad. You and a couple of those in this movie.
Yeah, he does that in a couple of movies. I'm surprised his wife is black when he talks like that. Jimmy's wife.
I don't remember seeing her.
We only see her for a minute when he's like, and then the wife comes home and does this.
Okay.
What do you think of Mr. Wolf?
Mr. Wolf is cool.
You like him?
Mm-hmm.
He's in Reservoir Dogs. He plays Mr. White. He's good.
Okay.
He's good. He talks cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I like that he came in with a plan. And it's like 40 minutes away. I'll be there in 10.
Yeah. I like when he tells John Travolta about his hurt feelings. Like, you know, if I'm hurt, it's because time is of the absence of... Pretty pleased, all that.
Yeah.
But, like, I like that he doesn't have time for your ego. I'm trying to help you out. Shut up and do what I tell you.
Right.
Like, you called me.
Mm-hmm. Like, John Travolta shot a guy and is why they are in this predicament. And now he's getting instructions on how to fix it. And he's like, what, I'm supposed to do what you tell me to?
A please, like, and thank you would be nice, or a please would be nice, whatever he says.
Right, like.
That's dead on for Vincent, though. That is 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Who that needed, like, exactly how, like, he played it well.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like it.
That's fair. He washes his hands and he's gonna wipe that off on
their towels
like that, like,
but that's actually a good example of what he is. He's sloppy.
Yeah,
he is very sloppy, and that's why he left the gun outside the bathroom when he's distracted with a magazine at Butch's place.
He got distracted by a magazine.
Yeah, he's sitting in the bathroom, he's got a magazine in his hands.
Oh, I thought he just needed the bathroom.
Nope.
I got bored.
Or a book. It's a book. That same book that we see him reading.
Mm, okay.
That's a perfect example of him being sloppy and it just being part of who he is. They're fine with it. That's who he is.
That's fair. And then, like, him being sloppy is what happened, is what Mia Wallace, like, how she almost dies. Like, I get she made a choice in that, but, like, if he hadn't left his coat nearby.
Gave it to her. She's wearing
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah.
Like, when they come back from the restaurant. I would love to go to Jackrabbit Slim's, and I understand that, like, they were trying to make one of those, like, nostalgia restaurants turned up to 11, and we're supposed to look at it and be like, oh, geez, why is it like this? But I want to go.
It looks fun. I like it. It looks like a better version of Hard Rock Cafe or something.
Yeah, something. Like, we used to have the little rock and roll restaurants here. They were kind of like that, and they were nothing like that. Like, they didn't have Ed Sullivan and all the waiters and waitresses themed like that. They didn't have Martin and Lewis doing their shtick in the background, but, like, you could sit in the car. that was fun. At the jukebox.
I like it. I want more restaurants like that.
I also understand why it's super cringy and all that stuff, but whatever. I'll go to this place and be touristy and love it the whole time. I want to know what a $5 shake tastes like back then, because now a milkshake is like $4 or $5.
Or like, Marcellus Wallace isn't going to kill him for sharing a milkshake with his wife.
She says she doesn't have cooties, and he said, well, I might, or whatever he says.
He still uses her straw, which is definitely different than the two of them having a straw and taking a sip together, but, like, I don't know, Marcella seems a little...
protective?
Yeah.
I have a hard time seeing her and Marcellus having a conversation together.
That's fair.
She seems to be like, I do what I want because I'm exactly me. I'm Mia Wallace, damn it. And but, I'm sure he gives her what he wants, whatever, but, like, we only see him being business, like, go get fair. My money, where is this?
And I'm sure he's definitely different behind closed doors with her.
Yeah.
And...
I was gonna say, like, if I'm not anything, saying it's not. I just have a hard time imagining it.
Freedom, protection. He has money. He has drugs. Anything she needs like that. And she wants to go out on a Friday night. Somebody's going to take her out on a Friday night if he can't be there.
When they gave her the shot, you had some big reactions to that whole thing. You were into the intensity on that.
That was
Can
intense.
I tell you a fun thing about that scene that I love? And I love this stuff, and they used to do this in old movies too. The way they did it, where he comes down and stabs her so hard like that without hurting her, is they start on her chest and reverse it.
Oh, cool.
Nice and safe, right?
Yeah.
I love that stuff. I live like for it. Little nothing of a special effect. I'm all the way here for it. Like, when we see the car crash, like, he drove past that and that car has already crashed. Perfect. It looks like he crashed. I love it. All right. So my question, what did you think this movie was going to be? At the end of this episode, you mentioned... this is not what I expected, and then we had to come back now and cut it in. So what did you expect?
I don't know. I thought it was definitely going to be more about her, and because I hadn't seen it, I thought she was going to be trashy or something.
She steals heroin and immediately snorts it.
Yeah.
And does coke in the bathroom and tells people, God damn, I said God damn.
Yeah.
She's not untrashy.
That's fair.
She's like money trashy, though.
Yeah. I'm a different kind of trashy. Yeah. And I definitely thought it was going to be more about her than it was. And
but, like, were you so expecting, like, a crime movie or a romance, action, thriller?
I feel like a little bit crime or romance.
Have you ever seen True Romance?
No.
It's kind of like this meets, like, romantic comedy. But it has, what's your guy from Heather's? He wants to be Slater? Jack Nicholson. Yeah, Christian Slater. He's like, come on, we got to go over here and shoot these guys and we can fall in love.
And I definitely had, like, vague ideas of what it was about.
No, that's fine. I just want to know what you were expecting. Like, I know the first time I saw it, I thought she was going to be, like, a girl mob boss kind of a thing.
Oh.
Like, I don't know what painted that other than she had a gun. But, like, also I was a kid.
Yeah.
So, like, what I think I was, like, 10 when this came out, something like that.
A prostitute or something.
I could see her leading a prostitution ring more than I thought she was a prostitute.
Okay.
But because she had a gun. And as you know, only mob bosses have guns.
Oh, that's right. Only the bad guys carry guns, kids.
The only thing that can beat a bad guy with a gun is a bigger bad guy with a bigger gun. Mm. Or the A-team.
Oh.
They'll shoot your hats off. All right, now we're going to cut this back in earlier, like I said. And now we're going to go on to the future. Like a Tarantino episode. Actually, this is just like Pulp Fiction. This is from later. Like, hey, you don't know this yet, but it's from later. This is from the very end. This is the last thing we recorded. Remember when they shot Marvin in the face?
In the back of the car?
Yeah.
I
remember the first time. So I didn't see this movie when I was young. I didn't see this till I was like in my 20s.
Okay.
And it's, I've heard about this movie and I don't know anything about it except for the cover, really.
Mm-hmm.
And that John Travolta dances in it.
Yep.
That's all I know. I watch this movie and I get to that scene and I was like, what just happened? His head just popped like a pimple.
That was crazy. And he's just like, oh my gosh.
I think I shot Marvin. He didn't say, I think I shot Marvin. But like, that's so good.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of Jules' little religious moment?
That's crazy. I was kind of surprised by it. Like, I guess it makes sense. They shot all the way around him, but also I could chalk it up to that guy's just a bad shot.
Well, so some people, the bullet holes are there mm-hmm. before they get shot at.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that's just because they were making a movie and it's a mistake. And other people say there's no way Tarantino would leave a mistake like that in a movie.
Okay.
So, I don't know how I feel about that. I like to think that it was just a movie mistake and they shot and missed them with however many bullets he shot. But, like, either way, it's cool. Like,
Jules is looking to get out of being Marcellus's whatever, right? After that moment? Like, he wants to...
After that moment, yes. He wants to wander like Cain in Kung Fu. You ever watch Kung Fu?
Mm-mm.
Cain from Kung Fu ended up being Bill from Kill Bill.
Oh, later on. It sounds like he's not a good guy then.
Why?
He's just going to kill him. Twice. Kill Bill and Kill Bill too.
That's a revenge story.
Okay.
She's mad at Bill.
Right, because he's not a good person.
Unless she's not a good person and she was just like, how dare you cross me, like everybody in this movie.
Nah, I think it's more likely he's a bad guy.
Is it because his name is Bill and there's no such thing as a good Bill?
I have an Uncle Bill who's okay. He had a stroke.
Do you think it was somebody trying to get back at him for being a bad person?
Nope.
Okay, so maybe Bill's a good person on Kill Bill.
No, I think he's just the exception to the rule, and that Bill is like all the rest of them.
We should watch Kill Bill. That's a fun one.
Okay.
The end. Do you know why Pulp Fiction is called Pulp Fiction?
I have no idea.
Do you know what a Pulp Fiction is?
No.
So we call them Brindy books.
Oh, okay.
But those little trashy paperback novels you pick up.
Okay.
They're made out of cheaper paper, which is pulpier. That's why it's not as smooth.
Okay.
And they are fiction.
Ah.
So once upon a time, they're called Pulp Fictions.
Okay.
Got a ton of them in the basement if you ever want to read some.
Okay.
But you get murder mysteries and mobster stories and monsters and ghost stories and trashy romance novels. All these things. They're all under Pulp Fiction. But that's why the cover looks like one of those covers.
That makes sense. Okay. That's why I thought she'd probably be in it more.
She does seem like she's going to be the star since she's the only one on the poster.
And like, she's not in the opening, but that's who she's who they are talking about, like, is Mia Wallace. And...
Yep. She shows up and she is way more fun
mm-hmm.
than I would expect.
Yeah.
The first time I saw this, I was waiting for her to be like,
uptight.
Like Vampira. Like, you will do this, you will do that, you will drive me here, you will pull out my chair.
Yeah.
And everything you do will be reported. Mm-hmm. And then what we get is she's like, warmer, warmer. There you go. Now you got to talk into the intercom, idiot. Like those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like, make yourself a drink. And then she's up there having her token
music party.
It is
real creepy
that
she's like watching him, though.
Yeah, but it's in her house. And I don't know if you've ever sat behind a monitor on one of those things. It's really hard not to just be like, okay, now I'm going to watch everything.
Oh, okay.
So security guys are creeps.
Fair. But she's definitely way more fun even than like how she dresses, you know, like
I almost agree with that. But, and this is maybe my age.
Okay.
The cut of her shirt makes me think she's going to be loud when she has so much as a drink.
Oh, okay.
So even though it's a button up, she's wearing a shirt that she's going to go out and have fun in.
Okay.
And they're like, her pants are a little bit short. That all seems to me like she's going out to like shut the place down.
Interesting.
But I think it might just be age.
It may be.
Her hair.
Her look definitely looks fairly comfortable without being super slouchy. And I guess I was expecting if she wants to go out for a night, she was going to wear probably like a dress or something more revealing. And it was nice that she didn't, I guess. Like she's...
fun on her terms.
Yeah. Like, kind of trying to lead him astray or see where things go, but also, like, not throwing herself at him.
She almost seemed like she was, like, dangling a little bit. Be like, but you better not, because I'll tell Marcellus.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is a fun... you can look, but don't you touch.
Yeah, which I'm sure is a fun game for her.
Her haircut and her makeup and everything in this always makes me think, you know who would have been good here? Winona Ryder.
Yeah, that's fair. I love Winona.
I do love Winona Ryder, but like, I think this movie needed to have Uma in it, but like, every time that look is like, I think he maybe wanted Winona Ryder. And I know he didn't. He like wrote this for her. He begged her, please do this movie, Uma. I need you in this movie. And she's like, no, I don't want your movie. And then I guess he read the script to her over the phone and she was like, okay, sure.
That's fun. And maybe... the character is partially based off of roles that Winona has played.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just inspiration.
There's a lot of Lydia Dietz in the way she talks after the drug, or after the adrenaline shot.
Okay.
She looks dead.
Yeah. After that. Yeah. So I've seen that shot where they, the two different shots where they show her and him in the car driving out, and then they show them stressed out at the end, and I always wondered what had happened, and like, oh, she died.
Yeah, she died is what happened.
Oh, shit.
When Travolta's yelling, get the shot! that's one of my favorite things he's ever done in any movie. It's so good. Like, he's all the way there for that.
Mm-hmm. I like it. He's like, Marcellus is gonna kill me if she dies, so I'm bringing her here, because you're gonna fix it, or we're both gonna die, so deal with that.
Are you calling me on a cellular phone? Prank call! That's not how that works. What do you think happens with Jules?
He gets the case back, right?
He gets the case back. He takes it to Marcellus Wallace. Do you think he gets to quit?
You don't usually get to. So I don't know.
He wasn't with Vincent when Vincent he was waiting for Butch.
That's fair. I would like to think that he does, but I don't think that that actually happens.
What do you think of Butch keying Vincent's car? He's like, how you doing, friend? I'm not your friend, Palooka. he left and keyed his car, and then later he's like, you know what someone did? They keyed my car. Had it in storage for however many years, and they keyed it.
That was Butch?
At least according to Tarantino.
That's funny. I didn't catch that timeline loop there. That's funny. Because doesn't that happen after Vince's night out with Mia?
No, he talks about it right before it when he's picking up his drugs from Lance.
The car getting keyed.
Yeah.
But when would Butch have keyed it?
Right, so when we see those two talking inside Marcellus's bar, he's telling Butch, you're going to take the fall. You're going to go down in the fifth or whatever. He comes over to the bar. Vincent goes over to talk to him, and he's about to take Mia out.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I don't promise.
And when Butch leaves there, that's when he keys the car.
Right, in the parking lot.
While oh my gosh, together. She's going to key it at Marcellus's place.
I believe it. I 100% believe it.
That seems so trivial. And why would he key Vincent's car?
Because he called him Palooka.
What does that mean?
It's like a dumb boxer.
Ah. boys.
It's an insult for a boxer. You're just a palooka. You're something for people to hit.
Because that's not at all what Vincent does.
No, he's an attack dog who babysits his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's buttons to Mindy. The music in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the first times I noticed the soundtrack in a movie that wasn't a musical.
Okay.
And this is a thing that... So I'm not one of those, like, hardcore Tarantino is a god fanboys. I do like all of his movies I have seen, but I have complaints with most of them.
Okay.
I dislike a lot of the hard R use that he uses in his movies. The violence I'm fine with, but I do wish he would maybe look at physics. that shot at the end of Django. You've not seen Django.
Mm-mm.
A woman gets shot from, like... Say, what is this, like a 62-degree angle, and then just flies off in a 90. It doesn't work, but it's fine. It's ultra-violence, and yeah. I can mostly accept it. But also, like, I'm immediately like, that's fake. Okay, back to the movie, you know?
As if anything else in the movie made perfect sense.
Right, right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, there is, like... There's a thing where you're like, okay, I can suspend disbelief for this, or yep. suspend
reality, belief, yeah.
actually, yeah, and I can accept all of this, but...
That one's too far.
That's too fake.
That's funny.
I did that with the original Space Jam. I have no problem that Michael Jordan goes to the Toon Land. I have no problem that he's playing basketball with Bugs Bunny against a bunch of... monster aliens that stole Charles Barkley's talent, no problem. But he does that last dunk where his arm stretches really far, and my brain's like, that's not real. Ridiculous.
As if it doesn't go along with all the other Toon stuff going on in that
Yeah,
movie.
But he doesn't look like a cartoon. I understand okay. they say, like, okay. you're in Toon Land, or whatever they say. You're in Looney Tunes Land. You can do anything. So, like, he got turned into a basketball earlier in the movie. That didn't bother me.
That part didn't bother you.
It bothered me a little bit, mostly that it was bad CGI. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know where that line is. It's real gray and wavy.
That's funny. I'm usually like, nah, go with it. This story's fun. So are we rating this mother?
Hang on.
Okay.
I want to tell you one little thing that, like, we all know this, and this is, like, scraping the trivia barrel here or whatever, but I think you'll think it's fun.
Yeah.
When... Honey Bunny and Pumpkin are going around stealing wallets,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, I want my wallet back, and he gives him the money out of the wallet, because it's a robbery, that's fine,
mm-hmm.
but he wants his wallet, and which wallet is his?
I don't remember. He's,
it's the one that says bad motherfucker on it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That was Tarantino's real wallet. Right. He bought himself that.
Right.
He's just like, yeah, because I am.
It's the guys who buy themselves the best boss mugs.
But I want you to picture Jimmy yeah. has that wallet. And he's like, yeah, because I am.
I was not ready for that voice out of Jimmy.
No? I don't need you to tell me how good my coffee is.
I like that the wolf tells him it's good coffee and he doesn't pitch a fit about him saying it's good coffee like he did with the other guys.
I do like that he's like, well, they got sentimental value, and he gives him someone, he's like, more sentimental than that. Like, he doesn't go quite like that, but like, speedier than that, bandit. Like, he's giving him extra cash for these blankets. Oh, we were talking about the music and I trailed off. Oh,
okay. Tell me about the music. No. I feel like I don't remember it much.
What? If I hear any of the songs from this movie, mm-hmm. my brain goes, hey, this one was on Pulp Fiction.
Fun.
That's
like,
it.
I didn't hate any of the music. I feel like it fit and wasn't, like, super distracting.
Yeah, that's fair. And that's the thing. It's not distracting, but, like, it's a pretty good playlist.
Fair.
Yeah, let's rate this mother.
I give this...
Pulp Fiction.
It's a Pulp Fiction.
All right, let's rate this mother. What did you think of this movie?
I really like this movie. It wasn't anything like I thought it would be, but it was really cool. And I give it a 4.5. super secret briefcases out of 5.
4.5 is pretty good. I have another question that I'm going to ask, and we're going to cut this earlier into the episode now.
Okay. Hey, what's your rating?
I would give this movie like 4.5 little black medical books. Get my little black medical books out of 5.
That's fantastic.
What?
You had a question.
No, hang on. We got to end it first, and then we'll backtrack the question.
And on that note,
go filk yourself.
As you filk.
Pulp Fiction. Yum.